Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And 51551 is our text number. Michael O'Sullivan, Michael, what happens?
Hello, Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks. Myself
and Matt, you probably remember we got married a couple of years ago and we were on your show. We were down in Smithfield. We go down regularly, very close to Stony Batter. Mm-hmm. And there's a place where we go and have something to eat in one of the local supermarkets there. They've got a supermarket and a seating area for having something to eat. And we were in there having something to eat. And there was a young fellow standing outside the thing, and I was sitting outside, and he caught my eye when I was looking out. And he looked at me, and then he kind of stood up and stared in the wind at us. We just ignored him. We were still eating away, and then I needed to go to the ATM machine. We're down to the ATM, which is at the back of the supermarket, walked back up, and these four lads, including the young lad who was outside, came in. The young lad then sat on the deli counter, you know, where you pick out your food for salads. And he just walked over and sat on it. And as I walked by the security guys, I said, "You want to watch them?" He says, "Oh, I'm watching them." So they came back up and they sat up behind us.
Right.
There was a woman sitting down there as well, a few people around, and she had a very colourful handbag, big colourful handbag.
Mm.
And when I was getting up to go, I was helping Matty up, I looked down, she wasn't sitting there, her handbag was there. And one of the guy in the red who had been looking in the window, him and another got up, and he reached over and took something from behind the handbag. Now, it could have been a phone, it could have been a lighter, it could have been nothing, you know, a couple of pence, I don't know. And he put it in his pocket, and I just challenged him, "Here," I said, "put that back." And he said, "Oh, well," and he got a fright, and he just went backwards, and he said, "I didn't take anything." I said, "I saw you." I said, "Just put it back." I didn't take anything. So they start getting vociferous at me.
Okay.
And the lady came along, and unfortunately, the lady knew them.
Okay.
And she said, "Oh, no, I think they're all right." And I said to the security man was coming down towards me, and I said, "Look, you better leave it. Your man took something," I said. But the lady said nothing. She's standing by them. So as I was helping Matt up, they start walking by me, and they start getting vociferous. Mm. You know, effing this to me, you're mad, and whispering, "We're going to get you, we're going to chop you up in bits," something like that, you know, as I was walking out. And "We're going to get you when you get outside." So,
and do you think
you were wearing?
Yeah, but Michael, do you think the woman got flustered and was afraid to say?
She that is possible, because she then said later, when they were gone outside, "Did they put the hand in my handbag?" And I said, "But I was telling you they were taking something."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, it's too late now to be asking the questions, you know." I just said, "Look, we're going, you know." But when I went outside, I was very, very wary outside. I was going, you know, they could look at your car. They didn't know. I was watching around very, very carefully, because they could be in the area and watching you. Because Matt has gone much more feeble. His care is more acute now. You know, his eyesight has gone worse. He's very unsteady on his feet. He's getting a bit of dementia where he's forgetting things and that, you know. But a little bit more caring than Matt. And easily someone just come along, push you, and then Matt is on the ground, and you're... And these are the things that are happening, you know. And I just think it's just terrible that this antisocial behaviour is taking over everywhere.
But you say it seems even that the security knew of them or were wary of them, and the woman that
what
they...
What happened was that, that's what I said to Manny, they just said that, they're inundated all the time with these young people from all different young ages. And, of course, if they're anyway under 18, there's nowhere for them to be put. Now, when Veronica Guerin was murdered, a new thing happened. This thing called cab was invented. Didn't exist beforehand, but it took something like that for it to happen. Now, something has to happen with these kids. Something has to happen.
Mm.
And what I can see is someone will die. They'll attack, and it has happened. They've attacked people and they've killed them. And then they'll start doing something. But something needs to be done now. And I come up with an idea, is that they should be brought in and given something like national service. And they have to be brought, you know, just to cause any trouble, they go down and they're put into an army camp and they're made train and do something like that. To get them some sort of discipline.
Okay. The army, anyway, that's a complete...
I take your point about the story.
Yeah,
it's not the answer, but it is...
By the way, I'm just looking, Matt, next your anniversary is next week.
Sunday.
And
this is Sunday, 22nd, and we're going to be down in Lilliput Stores at 2 o'clock on Arbor Hill. We did it last year as well, and just anybody who knows us to come along.
How's the situation going?
Well, the situation is grand. Matt, I suppose the care is more acute now. He's His eyesight is getting worse, so he's almost blind now. He's very unsteady on his feet, you know, walking along. And at night and during the day in the house, he's very forgetful. You know, he's trying to get to the toilet, he can't remember where it is.
Oh, okay. But as I say,
I just want to say that he always is the best when he's with people. As I said this before, he loves people. So if you were sitting down talking to him, you wouldn't know there's nothing wrong with him because he'd converse with you and chat with you. And he might come by afterwards and go, who was that I was talking to, you know, because he can't see who they are. But he is, in that stead, he's still the same lovable gentleman.
And I just remind people that Matt and Michael were on this, but Michael was on the programme first. Matt was on about something else, and he revealed that he was going to marry you, Mike. The two of you decided to get married for tax reasons because you were his carer, and he wanted to, if God forbid anything happened to each other before, so to speak, that you wanted to leave, wanted to look after each other after death because of primarily Matt's gratitude towards you. That was 2 years ago, and you made world headlines, didn't you? World headlines.
It was unbelievable. We couldn't believe how far it travelled. China and Japan, Malaysia. We were in a lawyer's magazine in Florida.
Brilliant.
You know, it's just unbelievable.
Okay, so the wedding, that famous shop, the Liverpool stores there in Arbor Hill in Dublin, at the back of the wonderful Collins Barracks, the best place to go. Over Christmas, the free, everything free in Collins Barracks. But at the back gate of Collins Barracks, about 50 yards down to your right, there's the legendary store called Liliput Stores, and they have a lovely seat outside, if my memory serves me correctly.
That's correct. And Matt nicknamed that the Friendship Bench.
Well, that's the Friendship Bench. Well, it will be occupied next Sunday, on the eve of Christmas Eve, next Sunday at 2 o'clock. And many congratulations. And I'm sorry that incident happened to you, but Michael, people would say fair play to you for standing up and fair play to you for getting involved.